Hey, welcome back. Today we're talking about something many learners struggle with. Starting a conversation is easy, but keeping it alive is the real skill. Let's learn how to continue conversations naturally, using simple phrases that sound real, not rehearsed. A lot of learners start well, but then the chat suddenly stops. That doesn't mean your English is bad. It just means your brain needs a little help. Continuing a conversation shows confidence, connection, and fluency. And you don't need long answers or perfect grammar. Just small reactions that keep things flowing. Many learners make the same mistakes. They give short answers like yes or I don't know. Or they ask too many questions in a row, like an interview. Real English feels lighter. The secret is to react, comment, and ask a short follow-up question. Here are some phrases you can use in real conversations. Really? What's that like? Oh, where was that? How often do you do that? Why do you think so? You can also add a small comment before your question. That sounds fun. How did you start? I know what you mean. What happened next? That's interesting. Tell me more. And don't forget to react with emotion. No way, that's awesome. I didn't know that. Let's listen to a simple example. A. I watched a movie last night. B. Oh, really? What did you watch? A. A comedy. It was great. B. Nice. I love funny movies. Short, friendly, and natural. You don't need long sentences. Just keep the energy alive. Great work today. You've learned how to continue a conversation naturally by reacting, commenting, and asking small follow-up questions. In the next lesson, we'll learn how to end conversations politely and confidently so every chat sounds smooth from start to finish. You can download the free PDF and audio at learnwithlucas.com. And join our live speaking practice every Monday and Friday on TikTok at Learn with Lucas.